found it. This is the Tidbits Podcast with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We're so glad you're here. Enjoy the show.
Well, here we are, a Tuesday edition of Tidbits following on the river, yesterday's best off. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
We did St. Patrick's Day last year, yesterday.
Okay.
Because all I wanted to hear was you do your, well, me buckle.
Because St. Patrick's Day this year was on Sunday.
Yeah, that's right.
So here we are, ready for our week, which is Tuesday through Friday.
That's right.
You know, we'll call it March Mania.
Mm.
You know, that way we can avoid any controversy.
Okay.
American Gaming Association estimates that adults will legally wager $2.72 billion
Wow.
on March Mania. That for the men and women's tournaments, which begin this week. That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
In wagers. The roughly month-long tournaments are expected to garner nearly double the estimated $1.4 billion in legal bets on the Super Bowl this year.
Hmm.
Or the Super Game, we'll call it.
The Super Game.
Yes.
The big game.
States legalized sports betting in the aftermath of the 2018 Supreme Court decision that struck down the federal ban on sports betting.
Hmm.
Other events expected to garner high amounts of wagers throughout the year include the upcoming NFL season, soccer. I know I've got wagers every week on soccer.
You got your wages every...
I'm putting it all on the line on soccer. Golf.
Can you even name a soccer team? Right.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah. I think Manchester United, is that one? Is that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Baseball. So you could be just like Peter. Just like Peter Rose. Bet on baseball.
There you go.
You
can pretend that you were Pete back in the day. Betting on games.
Get a bowl haircut.
There you go. And they're just a little bit unhinged.
Since states began legalizing sports betting, the American Gaming Association has pushed responsible gaming as a priority and ensuring states get it right.
Hmm.
Now, Indiana, you know, surprised me by being, you know, that we accepted legal betting. Now, we're going to go back to happy hour.
Yeah. Yeah, how about that?
Now, here's the reasoning, as I recall it, because I recall happy hour used to exist.
Yes.
And they got rid of it because of encouraging more heavy drinking in specific time frames of the day at lower costs.
Right.
It would lead to more drunk drivers, blah, blah, sure. Blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
They got rid of it basically for that reason.
Okay.
Now they bring it back, and now they let you take it with you. Now, what's the point?
I guess I missed that part. That they.
I mean, if you want to take it with you,
you can take
it with you.
What does that mean?
I guess, you know, you're having a drink, you get another for the road. You know, I don't know exactly.
Come on.
Now, I'm kind of thinking that's the way it is.
Come on.
That's the way I'm dictating it. I'm here to be devil's advocate. Okay. But nothing has changed since they banned it over 20 years ago. Because, you know, they made it so if you wanted to do a special, it had to be that price all day. Okay. So if you wanted to have a so-called happy hour, it had to remain that price all day.
All right.
Ladies' day. You couldn't do that. Well, it has to be the same price all day.
Hmm.
Ladies save money because they're ladies.
Hmm. The new bill calls for the return of happy hour, a fixed set of time often after typical work hours.
Yes.
Where, so not at 1 p.m. or what?
No. They don't want you getting crocked at work. It's, you know, generally maybe 4 to 7 or something like that.
Okay.
Okay.
The new bill calls for turning a fixed time typically after work hours where bars or restaurants offer discounted alcoholic drink specials. Happy hours have been banned in Indiana since 1985.
Okay. I know it's been a while.
The state being just one of 8 who prohibit happy hour. But the bill doesn't stop at bringing back happy hour. House Bill 1086 would also legalize the sale of carryout or to-go alcoholic drinks, a practice currently illegal in Indiana.
See? Now, why are you encouraging that?
The drinks would be required to be in sealed containers clearly marked as being alcoholic.
You know, the thing, what are you doing? See, I wasn't so far off the mark with my what I said.
No, you weren't.
You know, you thought I was a silly goose.
I really did. I'm like, surely he misheard
no,
something.
No, it's like you're encouraging people to drink and drive now. Basically.
Well, it's got to be.
Well, no, it's a seal. Oh, you gotta have it sealed. Open it. I can't open it till I get home.
So if you get caught with it, it better be sealed.
And I'm sure everybody will follow that rule.
We see this as a modern trend of how consumers want their products ready to go, including cocktails, said Blake Fogelsong of Clancy's Hospitality.
It's just, why did you ever monkey with it to begin with?
It was the 80s, man. It was like everybody was going nuts in the 80s, remember? I mean, come on. You were snorting coke and drinking, getting boozed up right after work.
Wearing your Miami Vice wear.
Yeah, I mean, it was... I was 10 years old in 85. I knew what was going on. I could see it.
I just don't know why you implement it with that. And again, that will help establishments, sure.
Currently, restaurants in Indiana offer discounted drink deals, usually on specific days like Margarita Monday. While the legalization of happy hour would let restaurants set deals for specific time periods like 4 to 6 to cater to the after-work crowd.
People are not going to not consume it.
Before. Doesn't this also kind of go with the trend of was it millennials that are drinking less and less?
Yeah. If,
you know, they're not going to bars? Like no. They're not?
So I don't. I mean, it is advantageous, I guess, for the bar owners. Because they took a big, big, big hit in COVID. I mean, you know, they didn't do any business.
Now, the other side of the coin.
All right.
Lisa, this is, by the way, I'm reading an article from Fox 59.
Okay.
Lisa Hutchinson, speaking on behalf of Mental Health America of Indiana, opposed the bill, stating that allowing happy hour and carry-out drinks would only further promote the consumption of alcohol.
Which is why they got rid of happy hour in 85.
Right. Alcohol remains the number one drug of choice for youth and adults in our state, she says. Hutchinson cited studies that show that happy hour specials increase alcohol consumption. And pointed out statistics include that 19% of traffic fatalities in Indiana last year, 817 deaths, involved impaired drivers.
See? I mean, you're picking a weird, weird time to bring this back, in my opinion. You know, why you ever took it away. And then adding the point you can take it with you. And again, you used to have to have a special license from the Alcoholic Beverage Commission for carryout.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody could carry out.
Sure.
It's against the law to leave the bar with your drink. It truly is if you don't have a carryout.
Right. Right.
And, you know, now they're opening the door. I don't know. You know, it's... Now, I know my establishment I go to, and by golly, I love it. And I know that Donna will be offering only the finest of happy hour selections. I'm sure we'll get some great discounts.
Sure.
There at her place.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm I'm looking forward to it. This is a woman that won't give you a nickel, okay? So I'm just being, you know, I hope she's listening. Okay.
Hey, good morning, Donna. It's good to have you.
You know, her sign says, you know, special tomorrow, free beer. Well, it's tomorrow. It's never always, you know, it's not today. It's
right.
And you can't give it. Don't get me wrong. You can't give it away. Okay, because that's against the law.
That is against the law, yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, that'll start July 1st.
Okay.
And how that's handled locally, I don't know.
Right.
I just, I see, you know, a lot of open containers.
I mean.
I just see it, you know.
Is it, if you get a margarita, can you get that into a cup and they seal it up and send you on your way? Is that what you get? And what constitutes sealed? Well, we put saran wrap on it and a rubber band. Is that sealed?
I don't know. See, it's an open.
Right.
You know.
Right. Well, we put a lid on that styrofoam cup. I mean.
And maybe that's all it required.
I don't know. I mean. Then you just write margarita real big on the side of it. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. But it just seems like our state is just. I never have quite understood them. Why we're in the Eastern time zone. Why it's so important it's got to be Eastern. Okay?
Right, right.
And it's so geographically inappropriate.
Yeah.
So anyway, good luck to the bar establishments out there. And hopefully this will enhance your sales.
Hopefully.
It's 6:32. Let's check news with Karen.
This is Tidbits.
Are we that bad?
We must be. I think maybe once, twice so far this year, we've had messages from friends. That's it. And we
don't have enough friends.
Apparently so.
Yeah.
Apparently so. But I guess that means more content for you people.
Oh, boy.
Which is, you know.
What a treat.
What a treat for you.
Now, I like this. A new exercise pill could potentially replace some, not all, of the benefits of working out.
Does it speed up your heart rate? Yeah.
It's a caffeine pill.
Way to go. It's speed. Congratulations.
Scientist from the Washington University School of Medicine at St. Louis spent 10 years creating new compounds that seem to be able to mimic the physical benefits of a workout, at least in rodent cells.
Okay.
That could become ingredients for a future supplement.
Well, that is one jacked rat over there. Look at him.
He's so burly. The team of researchers hope to replicate the physical effects of exercise, specifically the ability to enhance metabolism and growth, as well as improve muscle performance.
Hmm.
Isn't that readily available today in steroids? They admit they cannot replace exercise.
Hmm.
That's an important
right
element on all levels.
Sure.
However, the findings could result in a new way to treat muscle
atrophy,
and other medical conditions, including heart failure and neurodegenerative disease.
How about that?
So that'd be good. But again, you know, you can't replace, you know, really need to do physical activity.
Well, here you go. The drug could mimic the physical effects of exercise.
Now,
it can help offset the weakness in a person's muscles that occur naturally as people age, or for those affected by cancer, certain genetic conditions, or any other reason a person may be unable to do regular physical activity.
See,
interesting.
Now, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
So let's hope that they can come up with that in the not-too-distant future.
That's interesting.
Be a good answer to a lot of ailments. This involving those who try to diet to popular intermittent fasting method used by celebrities like Jennifer Aniston, Heidi Klum, and Jennifer Lopez.
All known for their dramatic weight loss.
Yeah. Oh, they were heavy gals. It's been connected to a severely increased risk of death from cardiovascular disease.
No kidding. I get ads for this all the time on my social media.
Really?
Yeah. Intermittent fasting for dudes 45 and older. I'm like,
It's called the 16-8 diet.
Yeah.
In which one eats only during an 8-hour window. We've had this story.
Yeah, we've had this for a while.
And it sounds like a great idea to me.
Sure.
And then you fast for another 16 hours. There are at least an increase of 91% of dying from heart disease.
Dang.
That compared to those who ate over 12 or 16-hour periods.
Now, is it, okay, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is it because in that time period, you just eat whatever you want? I mean, are you going nuts and you're just, you know, nothing but like pizza rolls and fried Twinkies and, you know, is that what you're doing?
No, surely those gals aren't doing that. Okay. You
know. Right.
I see Jennifer drinking some green concoction on television. Mm. You know, so it says those with a cardiovascular illness who ate in a window of time lasting between 8 and 10 hours a day have a 66% higher risk of dying from heart disease or stroke.
Wow.
Prior research also found that time restricting eating is no better than calorie counting.
Huh.
It really is no better than... But we were led to believe...
I remember when we had this story, first had it.
We can do that.
Yeah. But we figured it out, so if we wake up... Because that's the deal, right?
Yeah.
It's from when you wake
up.
Yeah. So you eat whatever you want until noon. And then you're done for the day.
That doesn't sound like such a great idea.
No.
Doing that.
No.
I guess, you know, the bottom line is just watch... the amount you intake, really, right?
I mean, guess.
If you get on something that you hate, you're not going to do it.
Right.
If you're eating things you don't really like, and moderation just seems to be the order.
So if you get up at 7 a.m.,
yeah,
you can eat whatever you want until 4,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got to quit.
Then you're done.
And, you know, for me, I would say my supper time would be 4 or so anyway, 4 or 5.
It's not noon.
No.
It should be.
No, noon. You know, I mean, what am I going to do? There's a large part of the day left.
I know, man.
And I'm just sitting there staring at everybody eating.
Right. Boy, what a life. What a great life that'll be.
Suddenly, I'm like the dog on the floor. I'm staring at you. Just give me a bite.
Meanwhile, you're on the floor clutching your chest, wanting a bite of something. Please, anything.
Uh-oh, we've got a lawsuit. An elderly woman, probably 55, and a grandmother. They always got to throw.
They always
elderly.
Do. Elderly woman, 55.
She's suing the American Dream Mall in East Rutherford, New Jersey.
Oh, no.
Alleging that she was struck and seriously injured by one of those large motorized stuffed animals that kids and parents ride.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Yeah.
She alleges that the mall and the operators of these rides called Dream Riders failed to follow the proper safety protocols that could have prevented her injury. As a result, the lawsuit says... she sustained injuries to her spine during the incident.
Oh, no.
And had to undergo surgery.
Was the kid doing 30 miles per hour on this, like, stuffed unicorn and ran her over? Out of my way, Grandma! Dang.
She's seeking damages for conscious pain and suffering. Physical disability, emotional trauma.
Yes, of course.
Loss of enjoyment of life and economic loss.
Dang.
Now that sounds like a rat fink to me. Okay, that just those things that the lawyer's going for.
Sure, sure.
Are things that you just got to go for. Okay, yeah. You've got this. Let's keep going.
This has settled out of court written all over it, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Have you ever seen these? I've not even.
Oh, dude, okay. One of my worst days ever as a parent involved these things.
Okay.
All right. We were at a mall, and my wife had to go do some shopping alone. Okay. She's like, go take the kids. And I don't know why I gave in. I seriously don't know.
The
I don't know why
do
they wanted to do it. They were much smaller. I mean, they were like little, you know. I don't know why I gave in. I mean, we're talking Saturday in December at the mall. Packed, right?
Okay, so it's super busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I gave in. And it's like, you know, you have, I want to say it's like 15 minutes or so to go basically do a lap and you come back, right?
On this animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a motorized whatever. You know, it could be a bear, horse.
Do they have to steer it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's...
Okay.
It's like you get on it and it has controls and you steer it and you go and it's like I had one who, well, I think it was Gretchen. Hers was charged much more than Coop's, so it went faster.
Okay.
So she's up ahead. Cooper's mad because his isn't as fast as hers, so he's getting angry. And in the meantime, she's like bumping into people and narrowly missing, and you know, it's like, oh gosh, I'm trying to like corral them both, and it's just, it was.
All right, so are there adults out there where their course is, making sure that they're safe or out?
There's no course. Like, you're just out.
They're just riding.
Yeah. I mean, you're just amongst the people. It's not like they have a little racetrack set up. I mean, you're just, it's like, okay, go have fun, kids. And off you go.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, man, it was the, I have pictures of them on it, and it just, I get twitchy eye when I see it. It was so nerve-wracking.
So they just take off.
Yeah.
And they've got so long to be on it.
Yeah.
And then they got to get back.
Right. Is that what right.
And you just follow them walking.
Yeah. Yeah. And in the meantime, you know, they're bumping into people. They're bumping into stuff. They're like, you know, paying zero attention to what's around them because they're little kids, you know?
So evidently this elderly woman.
Yeah.
Was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
More than likely, yeah. But that being said, it's it goes basically at a brisk walk.
Okay.
Okay. It's not like they're.
Are they heavy animals?
No. I mean, it's all stuffed. Like, it's all. I mean, there's probably some weight to it because it's got a motorized.
Okay.
You know.
Now, this one shows like the parent riding with the child in the picture.
I'm sure that some of them are. And, you know, I'm not exactly a small person, so I'm not going to hop on one of these, okay?
Daddy, it won't go.
Right. I mean, it would be a bad situation. We would just be like just putting along it, you know.
I didn't know they even had these things.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those deals that we've had these before, and they add all this stuff to it. Conscious pain and suffering, physical disability, emotional trauma.
Right.
Loss of enjoyment of life. maybe the old gal's hurt. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe she got, I mean, we don't know. The story doesn't say. Did she, like, get pushed down a stairway? Did she, you know, fall into the fountain in the middle of the mall? We don't know.
And is the mall really responsible? I mean, or as the parent of the child, maybe she'll get them both. Okay. Maybe she's got the, you know, maybe she's got the hammer.
Maybe.
And, you know, and they'll win big.
Perhaps.
So I just never knew those things existed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're there. And
I guess that's why.
I don't know. And it's like, we've always been parents that just, we watch our kids. We try to keep them.
Right.
You know, we've always been that way. And so. This, for a parent like that, these things are your worst nightmare. They just are, man. I'm not a fan.
So how old would you estimate they were when they took off on these?
I'm going to say 7 and 5.
Okay. So 5's iffy, I would think.
You know. Maybe like 6 and 4.
Okay, you know, so. And they're in control of them.
Yeah, yeah.
You would think something like that would be more on a track or something.
Yeah, no, it's just in the middle of everybody. Just in the middle of everybody, man. It's just, it's a free-for-all. It's just like, set them and let them loose, man. It's just.
How many animals are there, do you think?
I mean, they have bears and elephants and zebras and unicorns and.
So at any given time, there could be a good 8 or 9 kids out there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Helter Skelter.
Oh, yeah, it was absolutely Helter Skelter. I wish I could remember when that was.
I guess that's why I just don't go to the mall. Okay,
it's just bad. It was so bad.
So anyway, see, and heaven knows what happened to that poor elderly woman. Doesn't say her age. Mm-hmm. You know, and really, if you probably won't be far off now from getting. You know, AARP info.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, buddy.
I think you can officially become AARP at 50.
Well, I have.
So you've got a little.
I'm 49 this year, so I've got some.
Won't be long. You'll start getting that for you and the missus.
Oh, boy.
you can enjoy the benefits of the AARP. So in just one short year. So let's see. Here's a dummy, really. Troopers with the Washington State Patrol stopped a driver going 161 miles per hour.
Dang.
161 miles per hour while driving an Audi. Troopers worked with their airplane to catch the guy. You can't outrun them. You can go 161, but they're going to find you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know why you even want to try it, but at least the guy didn't stop and then take it. You know, there's always they start running. Like
right.
They stop the car and they take off, headed for a woods generally. Oftentimes they trip and fall, or, you know, doesn't take long to normally catch up to them. But it's a little different when you're going 161 miles an hour.
That's true.
That's fast. What's the fastest you think you've ever been in a vehicle?
Oh, geez.
Just your own. Maybe even you driving or someone you knew.
Probably right around 100.
Yeah.
You know.
I think I have exceeded 100 miles per hour on a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And that's, it's not fun.
Right. No.
It's you know, I mean, you think about it. And, you know, 100 miles per hour or 100 plus even in a car.
See, the problem though, typically is the cars I own. If I get up past 70, they start shaking. You know, they start, you know, they start wobbling and get shaky.
Right. Like reentering the atmosphere.
The front heats up. I mean, you know, typically it's not very healthy for my cars to do much over 75. So
breaking apart, you're coming back in to the atmosphere.
Where was it? Somewhere up the speed limit on the interstate's 85. And I'm like, I'm not sure our van can handle it, man. I'm not sure our van could do that.
And finally,
I was talking to someone once, they were, you know, out in Texas, you can drive up to whatever. And it's like, yeah, dude, my there's no way my van could do 80, 90 for any extended period of time. It would be a bad situation.
Oh, Matthew.
So anyway, I found this.
Okay,
I
here
found,
we go.
This is my kids.
Oh, there they are.
On the stuffed.
Well, they were pretty small.
Yeah.
Elephant and a lion, yeah. They were on.
Yeah.
I didn't know they did those.
So this would have been 2015, I think.
Okay. So it's been a while. You've had 13 or so years to recoup.
So she, let's see, she was born in 08, so she was 7.
Okay.
He was 5-ish. So.
All right.
Yeah, it was close.
And they're good-sized animals.
Yeah.
But
man, that day was stressful. Wow.
Just thank goodness that they didn't run into an old lady.
Right?
You could have been the first lawsuit.
I could have been.
So that'll do it for this edition of Tidbits. I'm just envisioning your van dueling through Texas.
Everyone's flying past me because I'm doing 70. Everyone else is doing, you know, 85, 90. My van is in the way. No way it can keep up. So,
what about mountainous driving? Trying to get, is it struggling? to get up the hill. Yeah. So that'll do it for today, Matt. We'll try it again tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, see you then.
See ya.
This has been Tidbits with Dale Lau and Matthew Paul. We appreciate you listening, and we ask that you consider subscribing, leave a comment, leave a like. And thanks for stopping by. We'll talk to you again next time on Tidbits.